number 1 pound for pound,
Charlie.
Radio. 76-0. You saw the official number 1 pound for pound, the GOAT, 76-0, Benny? Now that's what I call official. And that is the definition of authentic authenticity. Charlie Villanoff, 76-0. Yeah, but see, I literally physically won 76 fights. That's how many fights I won. I've never, ever lost, and I have 47 knockouts. And I would have, the whole knockouts, I have a lot of knockouts, three away from the 50. I would have had more, but you see, I used to count forfeits, and 14 people forfeit. That would have been 14 fucking KOs right there, had they not forfeit. So it would have been 61 knockouts had they not forfeited, but it's all good, man. I'm going to reach the 50 knockout and so on and so on. The bottom line is I'm going to have 100 wins and not a single loss. No boxer in the history. No boxer, not in bare knuckle boxing, not in fake mainstream boxing, not in underground boxing. Nobody, no boxer will ever have 100 wins or losses. And I'm 24 away from doing it, man. And I'm going to do it, and I can retire right now, and I'm going to go down in history as a GOAT. Nobody has ever punched as hard as me. Nobody has ever punched as fast as me. 6 power shots in half a second against Carlos Vasquez. That is just unprecedented boxing ability. Nobody's ever done it, man. I make Muhammad Ali look like a fucking amateur. I would kill that guy if he was still fighting, man. I beat Deontay Wilder with one punch. TKO'd him with a left hook to the jaw, man. Sugar Ray Robinson, I mean, as much as I hate Deontay Wilder and as much as I think he's overrated and shit like that, come on, Sugar Ray Robinson would not beat Deontay Wilder. He's way too small. Yeah, but I'm the same size as Sugar Ray Robinson. I beat Deontay Wilder, so that means I'm a lot better than Sugar Ray Robinson. And you fucking haters on these forums, you people are fucking mentally sick. You people are fucking delusional, man. I mean, how many more fights can I win? Every fight, almost every fight, except bare knuckle fights. Every fight that I have with gloves on, I post it on the internet. I post it on YouTube of me beating the shit out of people. Do you remember that fight when I fought that jiu-jitsu guy, the jiu-jitsu fighter? I was kicking his ass, and he had his, like, crowd. He had, like, his like, fanboys there. Yeah, like, I believe those are, like, some of them were his homies, and some of them were, like, people from the jiu-jitsu team that he trained with in Sparza. Yeah, and they were all rooting for him. And he got his ass beat the whole time. And then my favorite part of the fight was when I hit him with that right hook in the jaw and snapped his shit, man. That was fucking epic, dude. And my last one against Jacob, man, I mean, like, that was just phenomenal, man. That left hook I hit him with, man. But it's not just the left hook. Watch the whole fight. The way I started, I threw a left, and I hit him in the face. No, first he blocked it, but then the second one, he didn't block. Those are screenshots. I hit him right in the face, man. I smashed his fucking face. And then I jab him in the stomach. I connect. And then I hit him in the stomach with a right hook, and then I follow up with a left to the body. That combo was amazing. And I just kicked his ass, man. And then in the end, I stopped him. And he landed a lucky punch, just one lucky punch, and then I got so pissed, I just went off on him and just started teeing off on him and just started throwing everything at him. And then I stopped him with a left to the face, man. And this motherfucker was, like, looking in the mirror and shit, had his black eye. And I've seen him after the fight. Yeah, I gave Jacob a black eye, man. His fucking whole eye was black, man, after that punch, man. Fucked his shit up. Yeah, I was supposed to have a call. But Vegas. But yeah, man, 76-0, and I got a beautiful wife. And let me tell you something, man. To all you sick people out there that doubted the GOAT and got exposed by him, yeah, stop messaging my wife. I have the full right to put you 6 feet underground. And I'm not talking about underground boxing. I'm talking about 6 feet underground. In the ground. I have the full right to do that if you don't stop harassing my wife. You understand? That woman belongs to me. She loves me, and you fucking sick motherfuckers will never, and I repeat, never, ever break us up. Because my wife knows that you haters are mentally ill. She knows that. She knows I'm the champ. She loves me. You understand? No matter what you tell her, what you type to her, she ignores, blocks all you clowns. Enough. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You can't harass somebody's wife, no matter how jealous you are of that person. You cannot harass somebody's wife. You people are sick in the head. You see, you saw my fight against Jacob? That's a 200-pound trained MMA fighter, man. You motherfuckers would not want to fight him, trust me. I beat the fuck out of him. I kicked his ass. I smashed that guy. The EFC TV fighter, I hit him on the head 10 times. Deontay Wilder, I snapped his jaw. I'm hurting these guys, man. These are real fighters. These are professional fighters. I'm kicking the shit out of all of them. And you people have the nerve to fucking bother my wife, man? Hey, man, I'm telling you. Like, the thing is, you people are anonymous. That's why you're doing it, because you know that it's hard. It's hard to find you. People are anonymous with fake names, fake, all fake. You're all fake. You're all bots. You all live in cyberspace, you know what I mean? Like, you people live in a fantasy world. You boxer haters. But if I was to find you people, and if I was to actually find out who you guys were, what your name is, how you look like, where you live, you people would not be in good condition, man. And it's not a threat, because you motherfuckers are stalking me and my wife. It's not a threat. It's self-defense. One second. Pound King Charlie Valenoff on air, the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Yeah, the description of the radio. I won 23 fights in 2014. I started this year on a tear, beating Southpaw Hill, the slick Southpaw boxer. I all marked on video. Then the very next day, I beat the shit out of that MMA jiu-jitsu fighter, and then I destroyed that TV fighter from the EFC, the 185-pounder, that hit and hit rapidly, repeatedly, 10 times. And then I TKO'd a black gangbanger with one punch 5 minutes after I beat the EFC fighter on the street, left hook to the jaw. And my last fight was my best fight in performance of the year versus 200-pound MMA heavyweight Jacob. Here's my last fight. I TKO'd a 200-pound MMA heavyweight and 158-pound finishing punch. I am the greatest of all time. The haters have been proven to be clueless, deranged, delusional, unknowing frauds that can't even spell boxing. I expose them all with this one right here. The link is posted. Yeah, so what now, haters? I beat Jacob with ease. You can't say he's old. He's not old. He's around my age. He's in his 20s. He's in shape. He's a heavyweight. He's not fat. The motherfucker, he's in shape. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker's huge. He's strong. But I'm a lot stronger, and I'm a lot better. The skill level is just on a different level. Yeah, that guy would fuck somebody up. You put him in there with somebody else, he would do some damage. But against me, you know, I'd damage them. So, but yeah, you know, I get asked a lot. Like, we would want to see, like, your opponents that you beat down, and we would want to see them fight each other. Hell, I would want to see them fight each other. But it's not the way it works. It's not the way it is. All these guys that I beat, their whole goal is to give me my first loss and take my belt. You know what I mean? But they can't do it. That's what makes the underground UBF so special and such. You know, the gold. That's what makes it the golden age, is that there's one real champion, Charlie Zelenoff, and everybody tries to dethrone him. Guys from the mainstream come and try to dethrone him and still lose. You know, that's what makes it more interesting, because you got one champion and you got a shitload of these challengers coming from fucking different sorts of combat. You got guys in boxing, you got guys in kickboxing, you got guys in MMA, you know, you got street fighters from the fucking street. You got everybody just coming and try to dethrone the champ, Charlie Valenoff, and they all lose. That's more interesting than some fucking bullshit mainstream TV fake shit where you got 100 fake champions, none of them are champions. You got all these fake fucking champions, self-proclaimed champions. How the fuck can you have 100 champions? It's not realistic. So basically, using their logic, like almost like everybody's a champion. Like, okay, this champion is fighting this champion. That champion's, what the fuck is this fucking circus, man? You idiots are not champions, man. I showed Deontay Wilder what a champion is. And Jules Wallace said he held some fucking belts. He fought him tough enough. Yeah, he won some fucking fake mainstream belts. Okay, but what happened when he fought me? What happened to Jill's wall? That was target practice, man. Literally, that was target practice. I hit the motherfucker with the jab over and over and over. I fucking crushed him, man. Yeah, I mean, it was no contest. Fucking not even close. I mean, I demolished and annihilated Jones Law. That was just like, you know, he's not in my league. And we're talking a guy who was knocking people out cold on television. You motherfuckers, you sick motherfuckers on the internet praised his television fighting. You're fucking obsessed with that bullshit, and I'm beating the crap out of all these guys. It feels that much better to beat them on YouTube. Yo, my fight with the EFC guy, or my fight with Jacob. Why isn't it on World Star Hip Hop, man? Oh, what about my fight versus the Jiu-Jitsu guy that his crowd was cheering? Alizona versus Mayweather Sr., you know how? Oh, yeah, the enemy crowd there rooting for him. He got his ass kicked. I silenced everybody. See, real-life haters got silenced. Kept hitting them. They kept yapping their mouths. And I kept hitting them in the jaw, and they kept, it was silent. Remember in the end, they were yelling, get him, get him, get him, and then I got him, and I went, boom. This is a shut their mouth. It's easy with haters, real-life haters, internet haters. It's easy. All I got to do is just keep on whooping ass. That's it. That's all I got to do. Keep on whooping ass. Keep on winning. Remember, actions speak a lot louder than words. If, for example, if the whole world turned on me, if literally the whole fucking universe turned on me, if the whole planet turned on me, if every single person, except my wife will never, my wife was now talking about every, besides her, if everybody turned on me, right? I'm still number one pound for pound. I'm still the best. I'm still undefeated. I'm still the GOAT. You understand? I physically destroyed 76 people. Okay, 14 of them forfeit. I physically destroyed a lot of motherfuckers. Officially, I'm 76-0. Yeah, so proved boxer to the hoax by beating them in real fights in underground. You know what I'm saying? If boxer was legit, one of these guys have already given me an L, but they can't. They not only do they lose to me, they get their ass kicked. They get humiliated. That guy with the Mike Tyson shirt, that British guy, he was some TV fighter in England. He was, yeah, I beat the shit out of him, man. I embarrassed him. I went southpaw on him, man. It was too easy, man. I went southpaw on this son of a bitch. I was just popping him with that jab. Bomb, 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 man. I'm the greatest, man. People, these fucking delusional haters are probably shocked. They're like, what the fuck? They couldn't believe, they're like, what? They probably couldn't believe that I had that kind of ability to fucking switch southpaw and just beat the shit out of somebody. I'm orthodox and I'm southpaw. I'm both. Left and right, man. By the way. Lately, when I've been training, I've been throwing the left haymaker, and sure paid off when I fought, man. That punch I threw at Jacob, man, that was a Hail Mary, man. That shit landed, man. That shit connected clean, man. I hit him in the eye. I got him right in the eye. I could have fucking blinded his ass, man. But yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, like these sick box wreck people, like they go on these forums, like what goes through their sick minds when they go on YouTube and like when a new fight video of me is posted of me winning, what do people have to say, honestly? Like you talk shit about me, right? But then I go and I embarrass you. Like, I beat the fuck out of somebody, and I embarrass you. You know what I'm saying? Whoever I beat, like, I beat legit. I beat boxers, kickboxers, MMA fighters, everybody, you know, all in video. Xavier Kickboxer. That clown DeJean that I beat, MMA fighter, kickboxer, boxer, whatever the fuck he is, smashed his ass. All my worst day. Hit him with that three-piece in the head. I snapped his head with that right hand. Come on. You could hear his head snap all the way, and the motherfucker grabbed on because he was about to go down. Then I boxed him in the ring. EFC fighter, the guy was on TV, said he was 3-1 in televised fights. And said, okay, well, 3-2. He's 0-1 in the underground. He's 3-2 total if you want to count his TV BS. 24 more wins, man, and I'm 100-0, man. I'm the greatest. Yeah, I'm going to Ukraine in about 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Yeah, I can't wait to see my bride. I want 76 for pride. No, I'm gonna kiss my bride. My baby, Daria Zelenos. That's her name. You all seen how beautiful she is, and yeah, me and my wife been together for 6 months and 10 days, six and a half months, about almost 6.5 months. Yeah, we've been together for a while. Match made in heaven, the greatest boxer of all time, and the sexiest, most beautiful, most gorgeous, classy, and hottest woman that's ever walked this planet, and that's my wife, man. You've seen the pictures of her. There's no girl that can compare to her. Just like there's no boxer that can compare to me, there's no girl that can compare to her, man. She's going to cook for me, you know. We're going to have romantic times, you know. I'm going to make love to her and get her pregnant. I'm going to be a father this year, man. Yeah. Well, when I bring her to the States. Because me and her talked about having kids, and she wants our kids to be American, so, yeah. We got a caller in Las Vegas here on air with the greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenos. Welcome back. How you doing?
The greatest of all time radio, the greatest of all time professional boxer, 760, about to embark on a journey to the Republic of the Ukraine to meet his bride and conceive and have children and live the perfect life that he's been living. Chance, it's a pleasure to be back on here.
Thank you. It's certified, man. She's been my wifey for a while.
Okay, I know. And that's all. These are both lucky. It's great that the two love gets together. Always get to see that.
Yeah, you notice ever since I got with her, I've been tearing shit up even more in the boxing because,
winning. You have a reason to win the way that you do.
Before her, I was tearing shit up. Now that I have, a stable woman in my life, it's a lot easier to concentrate on my craft.
And it's a craft that you've concentrated on to perfection, I must say.
Thank you. 11 years.
Puzzle known as Charlie Zelenos.
11 years in the game. Now, what do you think about my last victory against that MMA heavyweight, Jacob? We'll break it down.
Flawless again. You go in there with a guy who looks. I mean, if you were to put the champ together with these guys that you've been pummeling, you would expect the other guy to win. But it's just been completely one-sided, beat down after beat down after beat down.
He looks. He's bigger. He's bigger than me. He looks like he's stronger, but I'm way stronger. You know what I mean? But like, I crushed him. He's not in my league. I fucking demolished him. And the thing is, he was not just some big guy. Like some big muscle at the gym, lifting weights. This guy was an actual fighter. As soon as I came in the gym, he had his own gloves. He was looking for a fight himself. And I got destroyed. You saw the left hook in the end I hit him with? Man, that was brutal,
goodness.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. That was
brutal.
I mean, people should, the university should teach boxing classes with that left hook. And students should just sit there and study.
What do these delusional haters have to say about that fight, man? How come... I embarrassed them.
I think you completely muted all the haters. They're all completely muted. They have nothing to say.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's not just this fight. I mean, this fight especially, but it's just the other fights. When Gilles Zavala, that was target practice, man. This guy, Gilles Zavala, was a TV fighter, knocking guys out. And against me, I beat him so easily, it was target practice. I was just hitting him. I beat him with one hand, jab, jab, jab. And the thing is, remember when I beat that big heavyweight Gonzalez? When I was hitting him with the hooks and shit. Yeah, I broke my finger that fight. And from that point on, I've won 7 fights with a broken finger, man.
So you really haven't been 100%.
No, my finger's broken, man. No, I'm not letting it heal because I keep on fighting. And then, I'm going to Ukraine. I'm not going to fight over there. So it takes a fucking trip to Ukraine to see my wife for me to take a break. Otherwise, I would have kept on going, man.
Well, see, that's why people don't. This is why I'm one, and I know a lot of you got a lot of your other fans that appreciate brilliance. That is, you know, your fighting style, your craft, and you know you've been fighting your past few fights with a broken hand, with a broken bone. And
it's still legitimately broken. Yeah, as soon as I throw a jab at the bag. It feels like something's cutting inside my finger. It hurts a lot of pain. And I actually go into fights and I win with this pain.
That's just a tribute to your excellence as a professional fighter. And amazing. Nothing short of amazing.
23 wins last year, and Mayweather and Pacquiao, they can't generate anything close to what I've generated, man. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about legacy. I'm saying wins, knockouts, TKOs, man. You know, what I've done, they don't come close to it, man.
No, I know. If, you know, you mentioned Mayweather.
I think their fight is going
to be... But they won't.
I would kill them both. I beat Deontay Wilder, man. I mean, how the fuck, if my punch, I mean, look, as much as I think Deontay Wilder is overrated, and, like, he can give against shitty opponents, but he can't take against real opponents like Charlie Zell.
Well, I mean, look, Deontay Wilder knocked out Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao with one punch.
Well, obviously, because he's too big. He's too big. Yeah, but I'm saying against me, I hit him in the jaw. And I TKO'd him with one punch. So if my punch, the wind of my fucking punch that hit Wilder would knock out Mayweather Pacquiao, man. I mean, this guy, so we're talking to me, 6'7", 230. Derek the Giant, 6'4", 300. Jules of all, 6'2", 260. I mean, these guys would kill Mayweather Pacquiao, man. Okay, but do you know how much I weigh, man? I lost weight. I'm like 150-something. I used to be 160. I'm like 156. I don't know exactly, but I lost weight, right? I don't weigh that much more than Mayweather and Pacquiao, man, and I'm killing heavyweights. So I'm number one pound. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I look a lot bigger than them because I'm tall. I'm 6 feet. You know what I mean? But weight wise, I'm not that much bigger than them. I'm just so much better than them.
Well, look, you're walking around as a natural, you know, middleweight, and you're knocking out guys, you know, close to twice your weight.
Well, that Jacob guy, I mean, that dude was strong. You saw the haymaker he threw at me, man? Fuck, man, I dodged that shit. Leave it, man. Like, that motherfucker, you could tell he had power. You know what I'm saying? But there's no point of a rematch with him, man. I demolished him, man. If you saw the beginning, I threw a left hook at him. I hit him in the face, and then I jabbed him in the stomach, and then I followed up with a nice combo. I just dominated him, and then I TKO'd him. That was epic. That was some epic shit.
I know. That's why you're the best, man. That's why you're the GOAT.
Thanks. I appreciate that, man. And, you know. But yeah, after I come back from Ukraine, I'll definitely get number 77, man. You know, I don't think Vitaly Klitschko would want to fight me after he see. I'm sure he saw me beat Deontay Wilder and Gilles Zavala and Jacob and the EFC guy and all these guys. The Klitschko's want no part of me, man. I just don't.
When's it? You think you're gonna squeeze in a couple more fights before you go to Ukraine?
No, that was the perfect way to go out. You know what I mean. I'm not retiring, but you know what I'm saying. That was, I think, the last one. I think beating the TV fighter from the EFC, and then remember that guy hit? Oh yeah, the 10 punches in the head, man. What do you think about that piece of shit, man? That bear hugged me, man.
10, wow, yeah, I know. Well, he was trying to cheat. You know, you're listen, what a lot of people don't realize is if, you know, you can play dirty too if you need to be. They think that you're just some guy who is who fights with gloves on. They don't realize that you've been known, you know, that you've knocked out quite a few people without gloves.
27 bare knuckle victories, Charlie Zelenoff, man.
And this is what Bobby Gunn, a lot of people don't understand, though.
Bobby Gunn is a joke, man. 27 bare knuckle wins, man. That motherfucker.
Oh, Bobby Fraud, you mean?
Bobby Gunn, man. Let me tell you something. If I hit Bobby Gunn, it would be real shots fired. You know what I'm saying?
Bobby Gunn.
Hey, Bobby Gunn's never felt the kind of caliber that I hold, man. That's what I got to tell him, man. I beat Deontay with one punch, man. He's not in my league, man. Deontay Wilder is a fucking clown, man. That dude doesn't want to rematch me. I've called him a few times. I sent him to fight with Jacob. I'm like, hey, I hit you with the same punch. And, you know, yeah, Jacob quit, and he admitted defeat, but he didn't fly away like a little pussy like Wilder did, man. Wilder is fragile, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got long arms, and he got reach and shit like that, and height. But he has his chin is just terrible, bro. I'm telling you.
And that's why, you know, again,
I was in the ring with him. I was in the ring with him. I hit him. That was not my best punch, man. I'm telling you, he was. If I applied a little bit more power, he would have went out cold. And the ropes held the ropes. His back hit the ropes. If it were not for the ropes, like if I, because we fought again after that, and I won by DQ. But if I hit him like that outside the ring, he would have gotten out. He would have got knocked out, man.
No, I know. I know it. I know it. He got lucky. But hey, listen.
Wait, lucky
day,
what? He got what? Oh, the lucky punch.
What's Wilder's real record? 30.
Yeah, he's 33-2. 0-2 in the underground, 33-2 if you want to count. His fake shit with Malik Scott, that was a stage fight. But no, the second fight I bombed on him with the body shots and he hit me in the back of the head, and then I got back up and he got disqualified, and then after that I went outside and I wanted to fight him on the street, and him and his team got in the middle and they restrained me from him, and that was about it. And then you look back to fight in the ring, and then I killed him in the ring, man. In the ring, there's no question that I physically, not just technically, but I physically beat him. Yeah, car has been dropped. No, car rang up. That was Frank from Vegas. But yeah, in the ring, I fucking destroyed Deontay Wilder, man. I mean, like, that what I've talked, man? You kidding me? That motherfucker flew, man. Deontay's a joke, man. Idiots walking around with that fake WBC belt, man. Hey, I'm walking around with that real UBS belt, man. I got the real fucking title. I proved it, man. I fucking crushed him. Don't go overtime. Don't go overtime. Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. 76 wins, 0 losses. Charlie Zelenoff. Pound for pound, best ever. But yeah, like I said, man, after I beat Deontay Wilder, it's just, I got even better. You know what I mean? Because, like, I crushed him in the ring, and then the second fight, I won by disqualification, and he landed a lucky punch in the back of my head that knocked, you know, lucky knockdown. And then I look back and I'm like, yeah, I crushed him in the ring, but then he just got a just fluke, you know. And that fluke knockdown, it motivated me so much that I got even better. Like, if you look at what I did, look what I did after, and my fight with Kevin Luke, it was fucking flawless, man. You know, I mean, Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. I mean, I hit him. I hit Kevin Luke. I mean, listen, I hit Carlos Vasquez 6 times in half a second. Yeah, that is just, that's inhuman. I mean, I mean, nobody can do that besides me. But I hit Kevin Aluka 4 times in 1 second in the head. Vasquez, yeah, it was very impressive. It was in the body, though. Luka was in the head, the French boxer that had good slick head movement. Yeah, him. And then I went, bah, 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 4 punches in a second in the head, and then I follow up with 7 uppercuts in the face. You fucking delusional haters, man. You fucking dumb cocksuckers, man. Kevin Luka would fucking murder you motherfuckers, man. It's on video. Type Charlie Zelenov versus Kevin Luka, man. Yeah, that guy's a clear-cut fucking pure boxer. Not MMA fighter. He's a boxer. That guy's a boxer, man. And all this fucking bullshit every time I beat the shit out of somebody. Oh, but is he a boxer? Hey, be plenty of boxers. Yeah, like all these fights I won. It's not just boxers that I'm beating. I mean, Derek the Giant, one of the best boxers that I've beaten. I made him look like a fool, man. I mean, Derek the Giant, if he connected flush, he would knock out Deontay Wilder and Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko is terrible, man. He got knocked out by Brewster and Sanders. Those guys are fucking shit. Okay, if I hit Vladimir Klitschko, it would be nap time for him. But here's the thing, Derek the Giant. The guy is 300 pounds. He goes in the ring, and his goal is just to knock me out. He can't outbox me. I'm too fast. So his goal is just to land that lucky shot and just get lucky and knock me out. But one thing Derek the Giant forgot is that I have an iron chin. Two, he hit me with his best punch, and then he realized that he's like, holy fuck, not only am I still standing, but I'm even more angry now. And after that, I just pummeled him. I just hit him with everything. I hit him, boom, 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 nonstop. And then I hit him at 139. I hit him with that right hook. I broke right through his guard. Jab, jab, jab. Like, put like this. I was kicking Derek's ass before he hit me. After he hit me, I was kicking his ass 1,000 times worse. See what I'm saying? That was my best fucking fight ever. But, like, then I topped it with that DJ Wall, and then I mean, look, I don't know. It's really a tough call. It's a toss up. To describe which what's like. It's hard to say. Like, what's my best win? I mean, some would say Derek the Giant. Some would say Deontay Wilder when I TKO'd him with one punch. Some would say Jones and Wallace. Some would say Jacob. Some would say the EFC guy that I hit in the head 10 times. It's just, I have so many great wins. Some would say when I beat Kevin Luka with the uppercuts. I mean. It's just all these wins, phenomenal victories, man. And the bare knuckle wins, when I beat Teardrop, who's a convicted murderer, when I beat Musclehead, knocked the guy out cold, unconscious, and the guy dropped in the fucking bushes. I mean, that was. I just have so many wins that it's a bit unfair just to say that, oh, this is my best win, because it's unfair to my other great wins, you know what I mean? All my wins, all 76 are phenomenal wins, you know what I mean? And I'm the best. Let's put it like that. Charlie Zelenov, #1 pound for pound. And haters, you haters are delusional. Breathe back. You're delusional. Breathe back. You need help, dude. I just want another fight, man. Did you see what I did to Jacob, man? I'm sure you did. And I'm sure you're very disappointed. And did you see how beautiful my wife is, man? Yeah, well, guess what? She's going to be in bed with me, not with you. You don't have a wife. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have anything. You're a loser. You're the breathe back. You are the definition of a failure. You are a victim of abortion. All you haters are a victim of abortion. All you fucktards that type in comments, leaving me dislikes on my fights. You people are sick in the head. You people are mentally ill. I do not read anything you people write. When I beat Jacob, I posted the fight. I read a little bit of the comments, and I was like, fuck this. I didn't disable the comments. I just don't read them. I don't click on that. You publish comments. I don't. What comments, man? I fucking annihilated the guy, man. Yeah, it's on video. I beat the shit out of him. It's a fact. I won. He admitted that he won. He said he got it. He got it. He quit. I beat him. Before that, I beat everybody. It's all on video, man. Yeah, like whose opinion, whose encouragement do I need when I'm physically beating the shit out of everybody, man? Pound for pound number one, man. The GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff.